Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big Poppy headed for the Hall of Fame. Of course, earlier we learned that Tony Oliva and Jim Cott are headed for the Hall as well. Should be a great summer in Cooperstown, New York. Of course, David Ortiz spent some time in Minnesota before going on to fame and fortune with the Red Sox. And, of course, the MLB lockout continues. And joining us to discuss all of these matters, Bob Nightingale. He covers the Major Leagues for USA Today and is good enough to join us from time to time. He's an Odyssey Sports Insider. Bob, how you been?
Yeah, doing great. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. Let's start with the Hall of Fame ballot. Big Poppy gets in.
Yeah, I mean, they might be the greatest DH of all time. I mean, Frank Thomas played a lot of first base, so I kind of exclude him. I definitely think it's a better DH than Edgar Martinez. Iconic in Boston. I mean, you talk about, Boston heroes, sports heroes. You know, you're talking about, Bill Russell, Larry Bird, Tom Brady, and, right there is Ortiz.
Yeah, so David Ortiz gets in, very, very popular. And, of course, Twins fans think, well, what might have been? He left the Twins, went to the Red Sox, and the rest is history. Really rewrote the history book for the Red Sox in a lot of ways. Decades and decades of frustration, and Big Poppy was right in the middle of that.
He was. I mean, I think he's one of only three guys, Babe Ruth and Reggie Jackson and Ortiz, as far as, 500-plus home runs and three World Series rings. Just an iconic figure. I mean, he changed the whole landscape of the Red Sox. They certainly don't win three World Series without him.
And we came really close to not having anyone get into the Hall of Fame. David Ortiz mentioned on just shy of 78% of the ballots. Did that number surprise you, Bob, that he only got 78% of the vote?
It didn't, Steve. I mean, I thought it was going to be tough and go. I thought he would get in. But remember, he had the positive drug test, the anonymous drug test in 2003. He's the first guy in baseball history to go into a Hall of Fame with a positive drug test. So it didn't. Maybe it's a false positive. We don't know for sure. But that part haunted him. If it wasn't for the positive drug test, I think he would have got 85-90%. It's just like, Mike Piazza or Jeff Bagwell. I mean, it took them three or four times to get in the Hall of Fame on the ballot when, if not for the steroid suspicions, they would have been first ballot Hall of Famers.
So Cooperstown will have a lot of Red Sox fans and quite a few Twins fans, because I mentioned Tony Oliva and Jim Cott will get into the Hall of Fame this summer as well. And, of course, David Ortiz spent some time with the Twins. So it should be a fun summer for those folks that want to make the trip to upstate New York for that. We'll talk about Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens for a moment. Their final year of eligibility, and, they came up short. It's not a surprise, but I know, Bob, that you've been firmly on the side of Bonds and Clemens and cast votes for these guys. And and I think you make a great point in all of this, and that, you know, the rules were completely different.
Yeah, there were no rules back then. You know, it's like a, before 94, there was no steroid rules. There was no drug testing. So, you know, if you're going to go up to, I-35 and they say, hey, you're not going to have any policemen or you're not going to have any radar guns for 100 miles, you're not going 55. You know, you're going to go 80, 85, whatever. And that's the way it was. I mean, steroids and HGH and amphetamines are rampant. I think they're at least at, 50%, 60% of guys doing something. Remember now, when they did the anonymous drug testing in 03, they told every single player when you're going to be tested. And 104 guys still got, tested positive. And that's when they knew the testing was coming. So if they didn't know when the testing being announced, we might have had 400, 500, 600 guys test positive.
Right. So it's changed. And I can't imagine there's a scenario where Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens get in on what we've come to know as the old-timers ballot. That isn't going to happen.
Well, we'll see. I don't think right away. I agree with you, Steve. When I go to Cooperstown every summer, they say, hey, we don't want these guys in there. Joe Morgan, who was on the Hall of Fame board of directors, said we don't want cheaters in there. But, they could be in there one day. I don't know when, 20, 25 years. It's not going to happen this year. It really isn't. But we'll see. And then that's the only way out now into the Cooperstown.
Yeah, and the one thing that has been true ever since I was a kid, and what I still love about the game is there's great debate about the Hall of Fame every year. And it's not necessarily true in other sports. The Pro Football Hall of Fame, you get the announcement around the Super Bowl. Yeah, okay. And then, there isn't a great deal of debate year in and year out. There's guys that should be in the Hall of Fame, like the great Jim Marshall, the longtime Minnesota Viking and Iron Man, and played all those consecutive games and all those great teams. But it's not like MLB, that year in and year out, there's a lot of attention on the Hall of Fame ballot.
No, you're absolutely right, Steve. I mean, you got to be, the elite, the cream of the cream to get in. There's so many good players that don't get in, had nice careers. I think it'll be a big case in a couple of years with Joe Mauer. In the Joe Mauer Hall of Famer. He played more games at first base than catcher. He was having 6 home runs a year as that first baseman. That'll be a fascinating case. Whether he gets in, like in NFL, he'd be automatically. Baseball, he may never get in. We'll see.
Right. Yeah. A lot of great examples, a lot of fine players. You look at even a player like, Torrey Hunter, who had a great career with the Minnesota Twins and was with the Angels and, spent time with the Tigers, comes back with the Twins. Torrey Hunter had a really good career, but he's probably not a Hall of Famer.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, fabulous career. But Andrew Jones, who had a better career, isn't in. Andrew Jones isn't even close. And Andrew Jones is the best defensive center fielder I've ever seen. Fabulous career. And, Torrey had a magnificent career. Not as good as Andrew Jones. But if Andrew Jones isn't in, Torrey can't get in.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Bob, lockout continues. Here we are at the end of January. People are really getting nervous about spring training starting on time. What's your read on it right now? Where are the players and owners?
Well, I'd be shocked if it starts on time now, Steve. Time's running out here. I don't think people even know what is a lockout. They won't know until Super Bowl is over on the 13th of February. They're talking the same language now. I don't think they're that far apart. I really don't, Steve. But do I think spring training will start on time? No. Regular season will definitely start on time. I think spring training will start a week or two late.
And that's good news because the players were pretty quick to take a couple items off the table. They backed off very quickly on free agency. Did it surprise you that the players backed off on a couple of items almost right away?
Not free agency. I mean, it's been around since 1976. so that wasn't going to change.
Six-year number.
The owners said, "Hey, we're going to back off arbitration. They want to eliminate arbitration." That wasn't going to happen. So they're kind of shadow boxing right now, but at least they're speaking the same language. They're talking about the same issues. So, you know, it will happen. I think if they meet like 4 or 5 days straight, it's going to happen.
Now, let's get back to the free agency number. I know the players were trying to maybe move that number, but I think they got the sense quickly that the owners weren't going to budge on 6 years. But there still could be a mechanism where there aren't games played with service time. That's one of the things that still continues to bug players, where there's a kid who's, you know, done everything he can in the minor leagues and had a great spring training and still doesn't get, you know, doesn't go north with the big club, and fans are saying, well, this service time thing stinks. And then, you know, in May, they're called up. And I would assume that's still got to be somewhere on the table on playing games with service time.
No, you're right. They're trying to change that. They keep bringing up Chris Bryant. You're absolutely right. It's like, okay, if your guy wins Rookie of the Year, if your guy has a high WAR score, wins, you know, top three in Cy Young, you know, you're going to get top draft picks and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's going to change. And I think MLB wants that to change, too. You should not be penalizing guys. Hey, it's supposed to be 6 years for free agency, not seven. So, yeah, that part will change. They'll get more money. The minimum salary is too low for in baseball. It's the lowest, you know. I'm not sure about hockey, but I know it's lower than NFL or NBA. So they want to get more money up front to those young guys. Right now, it's like I saw the stat, 74% of the guys make less than $1 million. You know, we all hear about the guys making $200-300 million, but, you know, too few players, the young players, aren't, you know, making big money.
Yeah, and that argument's probably going to wear thin because, you know, billionaires and millionaires fighting over money, people get bored with it pretty quick. But Bob, you've always been an optimist. Now, it doesn't sound like pitchers and catchers are going to report on time, but we could still see pitchers and catchers report by the end of February. Do you think that's still in play?
I really do, Steve. Yeah. I don't think there's any way there'll be one regular season game canceled or pushed back. I don't. So no, I think they'll be in play. I think we may have a week of a spring training games canceled, 2 weeks maximum. And that's all. But I think we'll see, you know, these pitchers and catchers and everybody else, position players report by March 1st so we can have a real regular season.
Well, and it is going to be a frenzy, Bob. I'm sure you've thought about this. You know, you're going to be putting in some long days and the people that cover the game full time because, you know, every club has needs and they're going to need to fill those very quickly. There's going to be a mad scramble for the available pitching.
Oh, yeah. Some guys will drop in their laps, you know, whether it's the Twins or, you know, whatever team you're rooting for. There's going to be some guys that start panicking at the end of March and say, you know what, let me sign a cheap deal right now. So I think we'll see a lot of that and a lot of waiting and patience and teams saying, you know, we'll grab our guy. We're not going to pay big dollars. We'll keep waiting and get our guy at the right price.
All right. Bob, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time.
My pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
There he is, Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Covered the major leagues for a long time and an Odyssey Sports Insider.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.